You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Yes, it is Monday. And yes, my name is Kyle Comas. And yes, Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off. So today on Tuesday the 23rd, it is my birthday. So my family wanted to spend some time with me and the wife as well. So we decided to switch things up a little bit to get this, to be able to contribute once a week. So thank you, Mr. Action Junkie, for doing that for me so I could spend some time with my family. It's great to be back here with you all, though, to talk some MLB. If you're looking for some of my plays when I'm not hosting the show, you can find that on my Twitter /X Timeline, whatever you want to call it, at Coda Kappa Kyle. Me and Mr. Action Junkie, we are having a season-long MLB contest called No Runs or More Runs, where he and I will give out our favorite Nerfy, No Run First Inning, and Yerfy, Yes Run First Inning plays. Those lines usually come out in the morning, so those go on our newsletter, so be sure to subscribe to that. As in our show notes, I'll also be giving out my best bets each day in the MLB slate, and those will be there too. So, but enough about me. Let's get into recap Mr. Action Junkie's card for Tuesday, April 22nd. Please note that Mr. Action Junkie does have the Lakers +7.5 versus the Nuggets on his card. This game is going on as I record, so we'll update in the show notes the results of that game. That game is also going to determine if he had a winning day or a losing day, so we'll just wait and see what happens there. So I'm not going to say a winning card or a losing card because we don't know yet. But let's recap the card that he has that's gone final so far. He had the Magic +5.5 against the Cavaliers. It was a really, really solid first quarter for the Cavaliers, and unfortunately for the Magic, that was too much to overcome. The Cavs go on to win 96-86, and the +5.5 does not cover. He had the 76ers +5.5 at New York. This game came down to the wire, and Tyrese Maxey had a potential game-winning layup that was blocked and had some folks thinking he got fouled. In fact, the 76ers hated that call and all calls with NBA officials so much, they actually filed a grievance with the league. That's another story for another time. Nonetheless, the Knicks go on to win 104-101, and the +5.5, it does hit. He had the A's and the Yankees with a Nerfy at a -115. Well, Action could have had a no runs in the first 8 innings bet, and that would have cashed. The first and only runs of the game were scored in the top of the 9th as the A's go on to win 2-0, and that Nerfy easily covers for Mr. Action Junkie. He had the Tigers and the Rays on the Nerfy at a -145. Unfortunately for Mr. Action Junkie, Mark Canha hit a solo bomb in the top of the first to have him lose the Nerfy. I was about to be on that play myself. I stayed away from it, but unfortunately that play does not hit for Mr. Action Junkie. He had the Rays on the first 5 run line -0.5 against the Phillies at a +130. Unfortunately, this game was all about the Phillies. The Reds are held to only 2 hits this game, and the Phillies go on to win 7-0. Oh, man, I was on the Reds' money line, and boy, was that play, Mr. Action Junkie's play, nowhere near close to hitting, unfortunately. He had the Tigers on the run line -1.5 against the White Sox at a +124, and the pitiful and horrendous season for the White Sox continue as the Twins absolutely destroyed the White Sox 7-0 on that plus money run line. That hits without a problem. And finally, he had the Padres on the run line at a -1.5 against the Rockies. This is a 1-1 game going into the 8th inning, and thankfully for Mr. Action Junkie, the Padres score 2 runs in the 8th and go on to win the game 3-1, which makes the run line hit for him. So again, we don't know if it's a winning card or a losing card yet. We'll figure that out whenever the Lakers game goes final, so we'll see about that. But before I get to my card, I'll give you a trivia question as always. I love giving you a trivia question. So we had our 4th annual NFL mock draft show on the other podcast. I'm on the Gambling Feud podcast. Again, please tune into that. It's just a podcast that me and my cousin DJ do once every 2 weeks. That's on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere where you get your podcasts. It's called the Gambling Feud Podcast. We did a mock draft show. It got me thinking of an NFL draft trivia question. So here you go with this. 3 teams have never had the number 1 pick in the NFL draft. Can you name them? It's been only three teams in NFL history have never had the number one pick. Let's see if you can name them. I will give you time to think about it while I go through our card. So hopefully my birthday gives me a little luck here, and hopefully I can spread that luck to you all. So let's get in the recap of my card for Tuesday, April 23rd. First up, I'm going with the Red Sox and the Guardians. I'm taking them under 8 at -103. People are going to tell me this pick does not make much sense considering that these two teams are some of the best in baseball in terms of runs allowed. You're absolutely right in that case, and I will not be denying your validity there. However, we have a really solid pitching matchup that can keep this game close and low scoring. Tanner Houck for the Red Sox has been very solid this season with a 3-1 record and a 1.35 ERA. While the Guardians, Ben Lively, who has not been bad, but definitely would have liked better his last start. He came out, he got a loss and gave up two earned runs. So, a very solid pitching matchup right now. And the line movement for this game is pretty interesting. 70% of the public right now is betting on the over, but the line has yet to move. Now, that reverse line movement it's kind of stagnant right now because with a lot of the public betting on one side, that would usually mean that the line would move slightly up, like to an 8.5 or to a 9, but it's not right now. And because it's not, that's telling me that smart money is on the under. So you know what? Let's all be smart together. Give me the Red Sox and the Guardians under 8 at -103. Next up, this play is going to be interesting, and I'm kind of curious what you guys think of this, but I'm going to take the Athletics on the run line +1.5 against the Yankees at a -120. After that first pick, and after this pick now, I'm sure you guys are thinking, man, this guy's an idiot. Why does Action have him come on once a week? A guy like him, anyways, the legend that he is. Believe me when I tell you that I don't understand it either, but let me just explain to you the reasoning behind my pick. I'm fully aware how poor of a team the Athletics are and how they are simply not doing the necessary steps to get better. I understand all that. However, Paul Blackburn is the one bright spot on this team, and he's on the mound for this game for the A's. This year, he has a 2-0 record and a 1.08 ERA. That is third in baseball right now. He's been playing absolutely phenomenal, even with the poor hitting at Athletics. Hopefully the Yankee fans, they stay quiet in this game, so maybe Aaron Boone can stick around and watch the Yankees play a tight one yet again today. But I think it's going to be a very close one. So give me the Athletics on the run line, +1.5 at a -120. Next up, let's go to the Royals. I'm taking them money line at a +102. After one of the hottest starts in the league, the Royals have seemed to cool off quite a bit, as they've lost four out of their last five games, including three straight games thus far. So why would I be betting on them, you may ask? They're still having a solid season hitting. They're scoring an average of about 4.91 runs per game, which is 11th in all of MLB. But the thing that keeps the Royals winning games is their pitching and their defense. They're allowing an MLB best 3.18 runs per game this year. And they absolutely can do this against the Blue Jays. They lost them 5-3 on Monday, and it's a tale as old as time to have. It's tough to have a similar result in back-to-back games. Kevin Gausman's on the mound for the Blue Jays, and he has really struggled this year. He's 0-2 with an 8.16 ERA. This is a chance for the Royals to get back on the winning track here, and I think they do it against a really poor pitching matchup with Kevin Gausman. So give me the Royals on the money line against the Blue Jays at a +102. Finally, this is a different type of play that I don't think Mr. Action Junkie and I have been on this year. Maybe he has that I haven't noted. But let's try this one play together. Give me the Orioles team total over 4.5 runs at a -125. There's absolutely no denying how good these Orioles bats have been this season. They scored an average of 5.81 runs per game, which is second in the MLB behind only the Braves. Gunnar Henderson for the Orioles is batting .279 with four stolen bases and six home runs, both leading the team. He's been awesome. They have Adley Rutschman, who's been batting nearly .300 with 17 RBIs. He's been awesome. Jordan Westberg, their third batter, has led their team with a .333 batting average and five home runs and 18 RBIs. He's been great. This lineup has been solid as can be, and they're going up against Griffin Canning for the Angels, who's 0-3 and has an 8.05 ERA. The Orioles have scored above 5 runs in 5 of their last 9 games, and this just seems like a high-scoring affair against a poor pitching matchup with Griffin Canning. Let's all hope that's for the case, and let's cash a new play together. Give me the Orioles team total over 4.5 runs at a -125. I do want to remind you all that I will have my Nerfy plays in the AM, and those will come out on the blog and newsletter, so be sure to subscribe to that. I'll also be putting them on my timeline at Coda Capra Kyle. So these are the four main plays I like, but I will have more plays with my Nerfy and Yerfy plays. So to recap my card, I like the Red Sox and the Guardians under 8 at a -103. I like the Athletics on the run line +1.5 against the Yankees at a -120. I like the Royals money line +102 against the Blue Jays at a +102. And finally, I like the Orioles team total over 4.5 runs at a -125. So the trivia question I asked for you guys is, there's only been 3 teams that has never had a number 1 pick in the MLB NFL draft. Can you name them? Well, the first one is the Baltimore Ravens. The highest they drafted was number 4, and they did it twice by taking 2 Hall of Famers in Jonathan Ogden in 1996 and Peter Bauer in 1997. Those are the 2 highest picks that Baltimore's ever had in its franchise history. Next up is the Seattle Seahawks. They have picked number 2 twice. They drafted Steve Niehaus in 1976 and Rick Mir in 1993. And finally, the Denver Broncos. Now, many of you may be asking, but they got Elway. Well, they did, but they didn't draft him. The Colts actually drafted him. He and his father want to be closer to the West Coast, so the Colts traded him a week after the draft. So the Broncos have never had a number 1 pick. So to answer it plain and simple, the Seahawks, the Ravens, and the Broncos have never had a number 1 pick in the NFL draft. Well, that'll do it for me on Play Me or Fade Me. As always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.